This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Jody Beznoska, Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center. Welcome back.
Thank you. What a nice fall we're having.
So far, it's been pretty much perfect.
I love it. It's fantastic. One of the best times to be here, I think. And it's that time of year now where everything really, really picks up for everybody, I think, not just for us. But, you know, football season's in full swing and everything. But we have a real busy couple of weeks coming up, and we're almost looking ahead to November already in terms of shows. So let's just dive right in.
Okay.
This afternoon, tonight, we will have two amazing things going on at the Arts Center. The first is free, and it's the opening reception for Leon Nyhaus's exhibition Then and Now in our Joy Pratt Markham Gallery. For those of you who don't know this artist, I got to poke around and look at his work the other day, and it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's these incredible baskets, but they're artwork rather than baskets. Like, I'm not so certain you'd put, you know, knitting needles in these baskets.
No, no.
But he works with local materials. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of his signature things. And he was a 2005 Arkansas Living Treasure. And so that opens today with an opening reception from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. That's free. And then you could just hang out. Mm-hmm. And go to the Martha Graham Dance Company performance tonight.
That's
as
tonight.
Well. Yeah.
If not a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see this in Fayetteville, once in a generation.
I think so. That's tonight at 7 p.m. So you can come to the gallery opening, and then you can come to Martha Graham. And then if that's not enough time with us, you can come back tomorrow, and you could see Dala in Star Theater. Those shows are at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Wonderful Canadian folk duo with just angelic voices, amazing harmonies. They have won all kinds of folk awards. They've been playing in festivals all over the world. And so you can come see them in a nice, quiet theater with a glass of wine. So that's tomorrow, Friday night at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. We will also have Need to Breathe out at the Amp. I was told yesterday that start time has moved from 7:30 to 8.
Okay.
So 8 o'clock at the Amp tomorrow for Need to Breathe. If you're out and about in Fayetteville on Saturday and you're at the Fayetteville Farmers Market, come see us. We'll have a booth there. And I'm not 100% sure of this, but I'm pretty sure we'll probably have a ticket special. So you can stop by and see if there's a discount to be had. And then on Sunday, you can complete your weekend with Walton Arts Center by coming to see the Emerson String Quartet.
10 by 10.
10 by 10, the first show in our 10 by 10 series. Tickets for that show are only $10. That's what 10 by 10 means. But 10 by 10 also means a creative conversation beforehand. So the creative conversation is at 2 p.m. Peter Lane, our CEO, will lead the conversation, and it will feature two of the musicians from the quartet. So we're pretty excited about that. We'll get to talk to them about touring and about how they're working to keep classical music vibrant and alive. We'll also get to talk about the second piece that they'll play on the program, which was written by Pierre Jalbert for them. Mm-hmm. How does that change? How does it affect their work? So that's Sunday. The creative conversation is at 2 p.m. and the show is at 3 p.m. And for those of you who really want to go see the L.A. Philharmonic play in the movie theaters that afternoon, because that's happening at 4 o'clock, I think you could do it. I think you could do both. And then next weekend, our hall will be full of kids. We'll have a lot of kids coming in to see Step Africa, which will be here for a kind of residency week with us. But then there is a public performance of Step Africa on Thursday the 13th at 7 p.m. And you guys had an interview mm-hmm. with Step Africa a couple days ago, which was fun. And then Friday in Star Theater, that's the 14th at 8 p.m. and 10 p.m., we will have the jazz singer Renee Marie. And she's just
an amazing life story
yeah.
and an amazing talent.
She's mm-hmm. an incredible voice. She's just got a real sense of fire behind her, I think. So she's going to be a wonderful performance, also in Star Theater. So that's Friday the 14th, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And then we're off for a little bit. We will kick back up again on the 23rd with our second countdown conversation at the Fayetteville Public Library for the 10 by 10 art series. This will be focusing on the importance of being earnest. So we will have David Jolliffe from the university leading us in a conversation about that play. And
so this is a conversation really that's about the importance.
Yes.
Of the importance of
exactly.
being earnest.
Yes, very true.
Yes.
Had to get that.
Yes.
Definitely had to have that. Professor Jolliffe has been in the play, has taught the play many, many times. And so we're going to discuss, you know, why does this play get done? And this has a lot to do with the company who's mm-hmm. performing it. It's Aquila Theater. And they have a real focus on trying to bring those classics to people, you know, in professional settings. And so they take the classics and they kind of play with them a little bit. So this Importance of Being Earnest is going to be a little more modern. It's going to have a little more current flair to it. So that's what we're going to talk about at the Countdown Conversation. And that is at, that's October 23rd. That's a Sunday. It's at 2 p.m. in the Walker Room at the Fayetteville Public Library. And then the show, Importance of Being Earnest, is a couple weeks later in November.
Right.
And so then we will, on the 25th, we'll kick off West Side Story, which is finally here after long waiting. Tickets for that are going very quickly. So if you want to go to see West Side Story, I would get your tickets now. Don't wait till the very end. If you want to get good seats, you know, go online and order them now if you can.
I think this has been proven by scientific research. Best musical ever.
I think so.
I think it's been proven by that.
I think
that.
It might be proven.
Yes.
And if it hasn't, then somebody needs to do that study.
That's right.
We learned the other day that there's an interesting story about the evolution of the Spanish language in this new version of West Side Story, because this is a revival that opened on Broadway, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago maybe. Originally, when it was done on Broadway, almost half of the dialogue was done in Spanish. So they reduced that. So there is still some Spanish language in the show, but it's only about 12% now. And I just thought that was a really fascinating thing about how shows change in a creative world. So that's West Side Story from the 25th of October through the 30th. It runs for a full week. Tickets still available, and I would get them now if you can. And then just to quickly look ahead into November, can't believe we're talking about November, we have the Munich Symphony on the 1st. And I am so very excited about this because they're doing Mozart's Requiem. Such a beloved piece. They're going to have a wonderful choral group with them. This is a must-see for classical music listeners. So that's the 1st of November. On the 3rd, we will begin to kick off our Art of Wine Festival, if you can believe that, with a Scotch tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Our master of whiskey, who will lead the Scotch tasting, he looks at Scotch like wine. And so we love to have him back. He'll be the same guy as before.
Is that on his business card, Master of Whiskey?
I believe it is.
That
what a
could
great
be
title.
The coolest thing you could ever have on your business card.
What do you do for a living? I'm a master of whiskey. I mean, how awesome is that?
That's pretty cool.
He's fantastic. He usually shows up in a kilt and leads the group through the different tastings. So that's on the 3rd of November. And then we mentioned the Importance of Being Earnest. I wanted to make sure I got the show date out for that. That is, I believe, the 5th. At 8 p.m. And that morning, actually, on the 5th, we'll also have a kids show in the hall, a wonderful production of Alice in Wonderland. So lots coming up in November, and we'll talk more about that later on. But you can get information about all of this at waltonartscenter.org, or you can call us at 443-5600.
See, if the Red Sox had been in the playoffs, Jody, you would be so conflicted. Go to the hall. Be in front of the television. It's so much easier this way.
It is very. I will admit that it does make it easier to make my cultural choices when the Red Sox are not in the playoffs. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you very much.
See, being a Royals fan, I've had that. I've had no conflict for more than 20 years.
Oh, your time is coming.
That's what they say.
I believe it.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank